My Rabbi Side Lessons from the Lave live here. Unfortunately, a little sad news. Our last live performance before your break, Haba Aleinu Latova, what a wonderful crowd. Yishkoyach to you for getting up so early and coming. I have to catch a plane later, so you know I had to do this this morning. Parshas HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and Parshas Tazria. Holy cow, three Torahs. Going to be an awesome Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. Those of you who are not going to be around in this country, take advantage of the wonderful Shabbos Haba Aleinu Latova. Not many three Torah Shabboses. It's going to be cool. In any case, here we go. I want to take a message that will be for the entire Klal Yisrael, but specifically for my Bochrim, who are going to be on... I don't know what to call it, the occasion, Rachmana Litzlan, because it's not that. I want to continue to daven for the Cholim amongst Klal Yisrael as we dedicate our shir, number one and foremost, to Mechazek, the Tzva HaGanal Yisrael, HaOmdim HaMishmar Atzeinu, that are sitting mamish on the border. We don't understand or appreciate. We have our delicious Shabbos meals, and we sit and we relax, and there are people, Nebuch, are on the border with thousands and thousands, whatever that final number was, 50,000 people trying to attack them and kill them. A beautiful video of 2 8-year-old boys who got over the fence and had knives with them. And you see the soldiers patting them and giving them water and saying, go back to your parents. Come on, stop. That is the great soldiers that we have. Of course, amongst them, our Lev L'Chayal boys who were just drafted, and the ones that are currently mamish serving on the borders, Ravon HaShalom should save them, including my wonderful niece, who's also serving the Tzva HaGadol Yisrael, Ariana Kay. She should also be, I think, Chana Tzipora, Bas Tovaleya. Ravon HaShalom should give everyone B'soiris Toivis for Klal Yisrael, and the right decisions should be made. Also for the Cholim, there was a motorcycle accident that we heard about. That Chola should have a Refuah Shleimah B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael, as well as Natan Lilan Ben Shenes Sipora, also a soldier who was injured, and Mirza Shem will have a full recovery. Beilo Bas Sora Esther Peril, and also everyone, whatever you Yeshuas are, whatever it is that you need, the Rebbeinu Shalom should give you those Yeshuas, and I have a great source that your Yeshuas will come true for that, whether, you know, whatever it might be. You want to have, you have a birthday that you're celebrating shortly, well, happy birthday to you, right? You have, you're going to see your parents and you're a little nervous, it should go well. And the reason why I tell you your Yeshuas can come true is because we will relate something today that you've never heard of before from the Zera Shimshon. Oh, baby. In the times that we're looking for schoolers for Klal Yisrael, no greater schoola than learning Torah. But the Zeres Shimshon is even better. Harav Shimshon Chaim Nachmani was a Rav in the Italian era, and he wrote this sefer called Zeres Shimshon, which only became popular, to my knowledge, at least I know about it, only the last few years, I would say about only 10 years. They put it out in a beautiful form. People have been coming out, it comes out in English every week, a Devar Torah. He writes in the introduction to his sefer that he was only zeichah to have one child, and unfortunately that child passed away early stages of his life. And he said, therefore, you are my children. As I wrote you this last night, my Tyra Kinder, my kids, come, gain some Torah. So Zera Shimshon writes that anybody who learns the Sefer will be zeichah to any Yeshuas that they want. So we should be zeichah that whatever you have in mind, think about what you need, and Mirtz Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom, should give you that. So I'm going to give you a message that the Baruch Hashem you'll be able to take with you in this week's parasha and next week when you're home and your parents ask you, "Nu, do you have a vort?" You'll say, "I do," because Rabbi Hartstein was lazy and he didn't find a good Zera Shimshon in Tazri. I like the one better in Mitzori, but as we know, Rov of the parasha has to do with Saras. Negat Saras, Kisi Abiyadum, Yavu El HaKoye. Right? You brought the Saras, so the Koyen says, our parasha. You brought this Saras. And it's interesting to note, we'll get to this a little bit later, if you look at the first time that Saras is introduced to us, the Negev Be'or B'Saro, the Pasuk tells us in Tazria that the Targum Unkelus uses an interesting word for the word Saras, or the word Mitzora as well. And that is, it calls it Eskira. Skirato. Skira in Hebrew generally means to be closed. So I want to explain and understand what that means. So we're oisik so much in this, we all know that through the generations, these parshios have become famous because they talk a lot about Lashon Hara. It's the Lashon Hara Shabbosim, not to speak Lashon Hara. We learn about the Chavetz Chaim, we learn about the fact that we used to get Tzaras, unfortunately, and I mean this unfortunately, we don't have the Beis Mikdash Shenu that allowed us to have Tzaras, so we recognize we were doing something wrong, and now the Olam is muffled, everybody speaks as a pastime Lashon Hara. And it's something that we have to work on. There is a great story that is told. The Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra tells a story. If you've never heard it, just to hear the story is worth coming to Shir. Now, then you can go back to sleep, take a muffin before you go. Medrash Rabbah, Al Pasuk, thank you for laughing. Al Pasuk Zos, Tiya Tori Samitzori. Parshas Mitzori, but it's the same Parshas, don't worry about it. Maisa Beruchil Echa. Talks about a Ruchil. Let me know what a Ruchil is, you're allowed to talk. Now, what's a Ruchil? A Ruchil. A what? Right, very good. We'll see in a moment. Somebody who thinks like Rachil, it's not true. A Rachil is actually a salesperson. The way that it used to be in yesteryear, they used to come from town to town selling their wares. I don't know if your parents ever told me. There used to be people who used to knock on the door and say, hey, can I tell you about the vacuum mat, 2,400, and they would sell door to door. And I don't know if you know what encyclopedia is. Imagine selling a Wikipedia. You know, go, okay, they used to sell encyclopedias door to door. So there was a Rachil who would come to the town, everybody would come to him, and they'd say, what are you selling? Now, the reason why he was called a Rachil, actually, is because he would also be the national inquirer. Because when they would come to him for whatever they were buying their wares, they would say, new, tell us what's going on in the other town. They didn't have, many of these towns at that point in time, in the Midrash Rabbah's time, they actually did not have good internet service. They didn't. So they weren't able to get, the feeds. There was a little bit before WhatsApp. There was AOL Messenger, but they didn't have all this stuff. So he was the Rachil. What was he? He was a Baal Lashon Hara. And he would tell, oh, you know what's happening in that town? Oh, you'll never. You know what's happening in St. Mary, known to us as Satmar? You know what's going on, right? All the rabbis. You know what's going on in. This is really what the town was called, Rabbi Yisai. You know what's going on in Bells, right? All these towns, they didn't make it up one day, you know? I even thought one time, right? They say, oh, you know, Rev Weinberger, he's the Woodmere Rebbe. Okay, that's made up. But all New Square, right? The Square Rebbe, right? They named the town New Square because it's New Square. There was a town in Europe called Square. And he was the Square Rebbe. And then they came there and they said, how are we going to make milk and orange juice? No, we'll call it New Square, right? So they have New Square, right? These are all. So they go to that. They say, what's going on, new? Tell us what's. So they tell a story about the Rachel, the salesman. Shahaya Muchsa Ba'ayaros, he would go from town to town to Machos Yomer, main Barlevim Samachayim. He would. Right? He didn't have a microphone or anything. He goes, who wants the Samachayim? Who wants the elixir of life? I have the fountain of youth. Only 1999. And if you act now, Likabe Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai heard this out the window of the Beis Medrash. This guy's screaming. I got the Salma Chaim. I got the Haroyelo. So he couldn't believe it. He hears this, and it's the middle of Shir, and he's like, guys, can you imagine this? We got to go outside. Let's go outside. You guys are so happy. Go outside. And he goes, no, I want the Salma Chaim. The salesman's like, oh, dude, you just bought it, man. Right? And he says to him, he opens up a page of Tehillim. And he says, HaPasuk, Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim. Oyev yamim li rois tov. Noisel ishoincha meira. Svasecha medaber mirma. Amar Rav Yanai, wow! What a chiddush! Rav Yanai says, Absolut mechaz vi'oy mishoy mipiv l'shoy l'shoy mitzoy snapshoy. Amar Rav Yanai kol yama ha'yisi kori ha'pasuk ha'zev lo yisi yodea heichanu pshat. I didn't understand the pshat until you said it. You know what he said? What a chiddush. You want Chavetz Chaim? You want the elixir of life? Don't talk Lashon Hara. Wow, it's amazing. Rav Yanai? Okay. Rav Yanai was before the Chavetz Chaim. I get it. But they had Lashon Hara then. He needed this Rachel to come and tell him this chiddush? It's very difficult to understand. And he says that's why the pasuk says lefichach moshe nazir zois tiyat toris hametzora hametzora who motzi shemra. It's very interesting. He points out the Zeres Simshon that the word is zois toras ha mitzora, ha mitzora. We'll learn why it says the word ha mitzora again. I know it's from next week's parasha. Mitzorach iyun. What was so difficult for Rav Yanai? How did you not know this pashut pshat in the pasuk? Ah. So the Midrash Tanchuma also in parashas Mitzora. Says, Al Tikri Shomer Mitzoyrot Nafsho. Ela shoy mitzorat nafsho. He asks a question. Tanakhuma speaks about tzaras nafsho. Umishem hachi avi kashale l'Rav Yani al pasuk. Tol shemisha enu shomer piv. What should happen to some shomer doesn't shomer piv? What happens to him? He gets tzaras be nafsho be gufo. It's a hair, it's a pachas, it's on here, it's on there. Somewhere in his body he gets it. In Cain, Hayolo lomar shomer mitzoros gufo. Such tzaras nafsho. V'yod af yishmor piv l'shono efshar sheyavo alav had tzaras mechemes duar ma'achirim. Viter b'shas apoyskim Rabbi Yisai. I hate to say this, but the Gemara in Erechim tells us on Daf Tezayin, it wasn't just lashon hara. It's not just, you know, next week Shabbos lashon hara. We should be more aware. Shabbos Chavetz Chaim. By the way, that's why it was called Chavetz Chaim, right? They say that the Piedus. I had the zchus of meeting a Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim a number of years ago. And one thing that he told me, I always remember. People think the Chavetz Chaim was the one who never spoke lashon hara. You know, he had this huge party on his 80th birthday because he said that it's not like the Chavetz Chaim. He says no, because I'm the one who's been talking about Mi'eish Chavetz Chaim. And if you lived until 80 years old, certainly in those days, I was right. The elixir of life is not to speak lashon hara. But he says, you know, people think that the Chavetz Chaim never spoke. That's the easiest way not to speak lashon hara. Hey, what's going on? Right? Tadas Dibur. No. He says, Chavetz Chaim used to talk all the time. Right? He tells at the end of his life, I heard from Rav Scheinberg told me this, at the end of his life, when he had this chus of meaning, Rav Scheinberg was zoicha to meet right after he got married to Chavetz Chaim, so he was deaf. Right? Basically deaf. And in order to talk to him, you have to scream in his ear. So in those days, they had already come out with hearing aids. So they said to the Chavetz Chaim, "No, we'll buy you these hearing aids. People will support you, no problem." He says, "Trust me, nobody's going to scream in my ear lashon hara. They'll scream in my ear things that I need to hear. Other than that, that's not good." Okay, but that wasn't his general life, wasn't like that. So we have to answer this question. What did Rav Yanai, what was the chiddush over here? And why does the Tanakhuma say, Toiras mitzoiras hanefesh, mitzoiras haguf, and it could be something else anyway, says the Gemara in Erechen. There were seven things, shiva devarim negayim ba. Omnam, the shul ha-rachil, the omer mein bo'i chaya, to anasharas, eno tchuli b'negel avadoi. You don't get it. This is my you understand now I'm going to embellish a bit. You just don't get it, says the Zeresh Shem. You think that what happens, right? The great thing, right? All of our shurim, generally our shurim are on Choshen Mishpat, on business, right? So you say, oh, Rav Hartstein said, this is Usher, this is Usher, this is Usher, this is Usher. Okay, so I know it's Usher now, and I'll do the time. I'll go to jail for 2 years, Shkoyach. I did my time. And now I'll come out and give me an aliyah now, Shkoyach. I'm going to say, Birchus HaGoyvel, because I got out of jail. Says the Zeresh Shimshon, the Hainu, it's not just on your skin. You say, okay, so it was worth it. It was such a juicy piece of gossip. I got tzaras on my goof, Shkoyach. It was worth it. Elahi besakonus misa. You don't get it. You know what your sakonus misa is? It's not, you get a neg on you, you're not going to die from that. You know what the sakonus misa is? You're nefesh. You're metami the nefesh. Shame hachashi and a goyim boyim al shiva dvarim aval yesh har b'minei negoyim. V'yesh begodim mega batim. There's all these things that could happen. It could be only on your clothes, which is better. It could be only on the house. But when it comes to lashon hara, shar v'yeshava hutukalim, it's mekalkel nefesh. Any sin that you do, Rabbi Yisai, it's killing your nefesh. And this is what the Marsha says in the Gemara in Erchin that we quoted. The reason why it has the extra hay should be next week's parasha. Zois Torah mitzayra ha mitzayra is ha moitzi shemra. You who said this bad words, protecting your guf, but more importantly, protecting your nefesh. And that's why we read. Also in Parshas Mitzorah, but in our Parsha as well, Lefi Targum Shel Tzaras is Sigiro, or Sagur, closed, Mimenu. It's not enough that he goes out of the Machan, and what does he say to himself? Okay, nu, I got my sin. I was did Kapara. Some of us actually would like that. We did something that was so wrong, what do? We say, okay, God, punish me, right? And then you fall into a big puddle this beautiful day of Gishmei Bracha. You fall, and you're all full of water and mud. You say, ah, thank you, Hashem. That was my punishment for what I did last night. that would be an easier way. So the guy goes for a week, he's boydeid, he does tshuva. He says, okay, I know. No, you know what the skira is, the closure? So it's just like the pasuk says in Kohela, Zayin Yudbet. You know what's closed? It's nefesh. Don't you realize that when you sin, when you do something wrong, you're pogea this beautiful nefesh that you have? Lashon hara nikra koifer be'ikr. Why? Why did you call it a koifer, mom? You speak lashon hara? There's so many migadol averos. Can I get a avodah zara? Gilo yarayu shvichos damim. He says, because of what you're doing to your nefesh. Pasuk in Mishlei, he quotes, Yud Ches Chaf Aleph. Mivas v'chayim b'yad loshon davka. Mikan yelif ha-rochil oymer me'an b'ychay. He understood. He said, now I understand, Rachel. Mi ha'isha v'chayim al avon zed davka. He was smart, Rav Yana. He wasn't like us who thinks, oh, tzaras, loshon hara. He knew the Gemara in Erechim. He says, no, but the pasuk mi'aish, you don't want chavetz chayim? You got to protect your what? You got to protect your nefesh. It's not just about the guf. She'omra chavetz chayim demashma below mis ha'inu sakonis ha'nefesh. Speaking lashon hara is not just a sakonis to your guf. You might get negayim on it. Rav Yana said, wow, sakonis ha'moves. Sakonis ha'guf mish'omer nisar shkula b'tzaras. Being pogeyam ha'nefesh, of course, will lead to misas ha'guf. And therefore, that's why it's Messiah in the pasuk Oyev Chaim Lirois Toiv. The Alzeh Hoysif Rav Yana She'atahu Mevin HaPerush She'shomipiv. Tibedavka Nokot Nafsho Mishum Sakonis Misa. I'm protecting myself from not dying when I speak Lashon Hara. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, it says the Midrash, he Dafka was Mazir of Klal Yisrael, Dafka al Lashon Hara. Mishum shebishar ha'averus lefanu me'anekalesh bechu me'enesh miyad. But it says this one Hashem punishes miyad. He has a raya from the Medrash about Achav. And maybe that's why the pasuk says in Tazria, of Moshe Kuttner says this beautiful idea. V'ruah koin. Oysu b'yom hashishi. He sees the person who has the negayim, v'yom hashvi, shenis, v'neka ha-negav, lo pasha ha-negav, ba'or, v'tar ha-kayim, v'saret, right? And he sees this on his big adav. And then it says, he sees it again, v'ra'ah. So he asks, why do you have to write it twice? He sees, and then he sees. So he answers, you know what the two seeings are? Very important two seeings. They're two important looks. First is the look at the lamaisa. Do you have it or not? You have it? Okay. And then he looks at the nefesh of the person. He looks at the guf and he says, ah, halachically, you are tame. But now who are you? He looks twice. That's what we have to do. You're taking a very long, difficult break. One of the worst things that was invented by Shana Aleph is to follow the system of yeshivas. Because in a real yeshiva life, you come on Rosh Chodesh Elul and you leave Rosh Chodesh Av. So the fact that you're off before Sukkot, right, for 3 weeks, and now for a month, makes sense when you're here from Elul to Av, and there's an extra month. But when you're Sach HaKol, you come on Labor Day, and you leave right after Shavuos. You're here for like 9 months. And then you get in middle, a month that you come for 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and then you have a month off, and then you have another. Doesn't make any sense. But who am I to speak about this? Because now you have the challenge, because a lot of you are, Baruch Hashem, up on the roller coaster so high, and we don't want it to come down so fast. And you have to investigate not just what's bad for your guf, what's good, bad for your nefesh. You have to start focusing a bit more on the nefesh. On a day like this, we can understand. It's pouring rain outside. The Kaddish Baruch Hu did not make better sleeping days than these days. It's dark. You hear the rain pitter-pattering. It helps you sleep. And you will have these days in the next coming weeks. and you're such a tzaddik, the alarm will go off. Snooze. Snooze. Then you'll pick it up and throw it out the window. Right? So, new. You say, wait a minute, I'm doing this for my nefesh. I'm making a plan, Rabbi Yisai, for my nefesh, not just for my goof. This plan is my plan. People don't make plans. You have to make plans. You have to do something. I know it's hard. We don't do this anymore. It's called thinking. We think. And we say, how am I going to make it successful? Right? Starting, when is it? Thursday morning? Is it the first day you're off? Yeah. Thursday. So what's my plan? Not my plan for only Thursday. What's the plan? What's my minyan? I go to that minyan no matter what. I told you, I have a student who said, Rebbe, my plan was when I came home, I only go to the 6:30 minyan. So why? There's an 8 o'clock minyan in your community. Because no, I want to know that I did tefillah. 8 o'clock already, you start questioning, it's 8 o'clock, I'll sleep a little bit more. No. And he says, then I learned a little bit after shul, then I had breakfast, and if you want to go back to sleep, that's fine. That's a great midah. I want to take care of what's inside. Shana Aleph is not about the goof. It's about the nefesh. How do we speak when we come home? How do we talk to our amazing parents who gave us this amazing opportunity to come here? Some of you don't even know what mesiras nefesh, what sacrifice to come here, and in many cases, literally spend a year that, chas v'shalom, I don't mean is worth nothing, but as far as credits, is not worth anything. Work a lot of credits upstairs. Do you thank them? Does your lashon say every day in Baruch Shamar, as you guys hopefully heard my Dvar Torah this week? Lashon Chasidov. We beg Hashem to listen to the Lashon Chasidov because our Lashon won't be good enough, but it's also that we watch our Lashon. We watch how we talk, what we say. Do you realize that if you curse, you're harming not just your goof, your nefesh. Every time you curse. Every time you watch something inappropriate, it harms not just the goof, the nefesh. How are you protecting your nefesh for the next, God knows how many days? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Two stories and then we'll conclude the audio part of this year. Rav Dessler has the example that chas v'shalom, a person should never think that God's presence is not in this world as it always has been and will be. But there's something called simsum. When we discussed the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and now our Batei Knesios, Beis HaMidrash, there was that simsum. God's presence goes into a certain room, a certain place. You realize that that room right outside of here is special, it's different. You don't do what you would normally do in your bedroom in that room. Says Rav Dessler, sometimes we have a window, not like a morning like this. There's a window, and your job is to clean the window. What do you care? You're Shana Aleph, guys. You wake up one morning, it's gorgeous outside. Beautifully sunny. You open up the tree sim, and you go, oh my God, another day of rain? Ah, Ramah Bet Shemesh. What you're supposed to say is, Baruch Hashem, Mashiva Ruach, HaMorid HaGoshem. Okay, we're not on that level, good. My first day of vacation, it's raining. And your friend's like, dude, it's not raining at all. It's actually 75 degrees outside. He says, what are you talking about? He goes, we haven't cleaned that window the whole year. And then you clean the window and you go, oh my God, it is sunny. Says Rav Dessler, that's our nefesh. We just don't clean it all the time. It's totally open to the sunshine of the Ribbono Shel Tashras HaShechina. We just don't open it. Because we speak Lashon Hara. Because we do Averus. Because we watch what's not right. What comes out of our mouth is inappropriate. But all you need to do is wash it a little bit. We spoke about the Slach Lanu. The reason for Slach Lanu is not to hurt ourselves. It's to wake up the nefesh and say, I really want to be a better person. That's what we should be. And that's what is our point. You look at yourself and you say, I'm bad. Look at yourself again like the Kohen did. I'm not so bad. I got a nefesh. I got to just make the nefesh better. Finally, story. Sorry for those listening, going a little bit over the normal allotted time. Way back when Lessons in the Live used to be like 18 minutes. Forget about it. We're at 25 already. Last story. Rav Grossman, I heard Rav David Grossman, creator of David Grossman, told a story about
used to be called the Disco Rav. Makariv, thousands and thousands of people. He's on a plane. I guess he gets this luck. I think he's going together with Rav Pesach Kron to Florida. And he decides to close his eyes for a few minutes to fall asleep. What helps you fall asleep? He says, a niggun. He starts singing a niggun. And the stewardess comes over, the flight attendant comes over, and she says to Rabbi Kron, what is that holy rabbi singing? I bet you it's something special. So he's listening to her talking. He opens his eyes. He says, oh, Rabbi, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. He goes, no, you didn't wake me, it's fine. She says, you know, I'm Jewish. Of course. And I have no connection to Judaism. Tell me something that I can do to feel more Jewish. So Rav Grossman says, here I am on a plane now. I gotta come up with some one thing, something that will respond to. And he said, I immediately thought of the following. Because you know how you give out kosher meals to everyone? This is just on the plane. I want you to eat kosher. You could have the treifer meal, have the kosher meal. You're going to be... She says, Rabbi, can I ask you just a small little question? What's kosher? She said, I'll be honest with you. I thought kosher was like, I give out a vegan meal. Those people can't or don't want to eat certain things. If you have gluten-free, they can't eat gluten-free. They can't. So the kosher people can't... I don't know. I didn't understand what I thought was a dietary thing. So he says, okay, where do you live? She says, where he lives. Oh, you live in Florida. Perfect. I have a rabbi who's going to talk to you about everything. But for now, what we call a regular achas, let me just answer you quickly. He says, you know the company in America that makes cars, Ford? She says, of course. So they make two different types of vehicles. They make a car, and they make these big trucks. The big trucks take diesel fuel, and the little cars take regular. Regular, he says. You know, it's regular. So now you go in. You take your little Ford car, and they used to make a Ford Taurus, I think. You go in, you take your Ford Taurus into the gas station. Wait a minute, this is a scam. You're a good Jew. This is a scam. And here in Eretz Yisrael, we're paying like $10 a gallon. But in America, you know, you still have less than $3 a gallon. You say, oh, wow, you know, $2.25. But wait a minute, diesel's $1.99. What am I, an idiot? Go up to diesel and you fill it up. Yeah. You just scam them. Guess what? You're going to go like four blocks and your car is going to break down. The fuel doesn't work in that car. Those are the Jewish people. We don't have the same fuel. Stop comparing yourself. Just because you're all, we, I'm included in this, are dressed similar to the other nations, they're on diesel, we're on regular. Or the other way around, whatever way floats your boat. Don't switch. That's the idea of Boisai. You're right, but everybody else speaks Lashon Hara. Why can't I speak? No, it doesn't care about everybody else. And even within the Jewish people, yes, my friends speak. Okay, I'm different. But everybody curses. That's what you do in the Olam Ha. No, not me. I don't do that. I'm the weird guy. Fine, Yishkoyach. It doesn't matter. With that, we should be Zoicha, and that's what Pesach is all about, Rabbi Yishai. Mi avdus l'cheirus. What happened to cheirus? Cheirus avadim l'Hashem. We didn't leave. We're avadim. We're avadim to Hashem. The power of Mitzrayim. We were avadim, real goof avadim. Now we're nefesh avadim. That's the best avdus ever. We should be zoicha, Rabbi Yisai, to get these messages, to give nachas ruach. You should come back from your hiatuses, giving me nachas and telling me how much you worked on your nefesh and not just your goof. And with that, we should be zoicha to come together. I invite you all to my chabura in Mirtz Hashem on Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, where I'll be eating the Korban Pesach, the shawarma and the lafa and the charif, which will be maror together. I know, I'm right. Everything I'm saying now is true. We should be zoiche together to join the Vias Mashiach Tzidkein Beheru Yimeinu. Amen v'amen.